Rumi said, "There is a field out beyond right and wrong. I will meet you there." I may not have the quote word for word, but you get the gist of it. For me, what that is saying is that this four-square reality that we live in is not that field. For four-square reality is limited to the human mind. But in this field we meet, and this field is subtle and nuanced and rich with presence, rich with the unknowable, the paradoxical, the achingly tender, the healing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Life in the world is life in the shadow of death, but in that field there is life eternal. We often meet there through poetry, art, writings of different kinds that we call pointers. What we must realize is that we are that field. We are the starry, starry night of Van Gogh. We are the Tao. We are the silence. In that field, egos are not present. It is an energetically morphing field, an ever-changing fluidity that allows us to swirl in ecstasy, to mingle in moments of undefined freedom. It is as if you were born aloft into a new country, and you didn't speak the language, so you just had to be. You had to let that country speak to you in any way that it could. Silence is the best medium in this field, however. Just breathe. Let your shoulders drop. Let yourself just be here listening to my voice as we meet in that place where there is no coming and going, there is no birthing or dying, there is no laughter or weeping. It is so intricately simple, so basically unique. You see, it's beyond words. Right now, I'm just pulling words in to show you that words are not the thing. I want you to experience the thing, the isness that lifts you out of sorrow and puts you right into the heart of the universe, right into the heart of your own heart, the outermost out and the innermost in. We are blessed by this moment together, and I hope you'll come back again. Thank you for listening.